This is James Fittig speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Blogging and WordPress. And it's a little bit of a rant today. One of the things that I do on a regular basis as part of our marketing for WP Blog Support is we try and get involved locally in many of the meetups that are happening here locally. And there's a number of reasons we do that, but specifically I always like to go and find out what people are actually doing in real life on their WordPress sites and, find out the small business owners, the entrepreneurs, the independent professionals, the coaches, the consultants, people with feet on the ground who actually are using WordPress in their business and they're running WordPress-powered businesses. And the little bit of a rant today I want to have is because it continually amazes me when you go to these meetups, and this particular meetup I'm referring to was a digital marketing meetup, and it was there was a good crowd. There was probably like 65 or 70 people there, and the speaker who had an interesting business. He was using WordPress specifically for affiliate marketing, and the case studies that he was using were referring to the supplement business / vitamins, and he was talking all about his experiences using paid advertising on Facebook specifically and affiliate marketing to some of these affiliate networks and affiliate opportunities that are in a really, really competitive and sometimes sleazy market of supplements, whether they be any kind of vitamin enhancement, health enhancement, any kind of enhancement. But this is his case study that he was talking about. And here's the part that doesn't piss me off, but it's kind of something that I always keep in the back of my mind when I'm sitting through these, is he was talking and he gave some good points about how he uses Facebook ads and his experiences with budgeting for Facebook ads. And a couple things really came to light. And here's the first one. The case studies, although it came across as if everything happened overnight for him, he took almost 2 years to figure out the system that worked in that super highly competitive market. So he didn't start off. It comes across as if it's like pie in the sky. Everything's a bed of roses. You know, you spend a little money on Facebook, you're going to be independently wealthy next week with your WordPress site. Not the case, not even close. He took a long, long time testing, split testing, multivariate testing, all sorts of, the power editor and Facebook. He took a lot of time learning that, but more importantly, testing everything. He was testing everything. And he spent money to do those tests. It wasn't just something that kind of happened. He spent a little bit of money and he went, oh, great, if I spend $100, I earn $200. I'll just spend $200 and earn $400. It wasn't just cut and dry like that. It took a long time, energy and effort on his part to actually get the system working. That was kind of the first thing that got sort of glossed over, which, kind of pisses me off a little bit. But here's the second thing. He never, ever, ever said right up front that he had an optimized sales process for the people that he was getting as visitors as a result of his Facebook ads. And the majority of the people that were in that meeting, they go, oh, wow, great, I'm just going to be able to spend some money on Facebook now and everything's going to work out properly. Most of them didn't even have lists, weren't even building. And here they are thinking, oh, great, now all I have to do is go ahead and I'm going to be able to run Facebook ads. The thing that he glossed right over, which really bothered me, was he didn't focus on the sales process for the people who don't have one. He didn't mention it. He didn't even talk about it. He didn't even relate what happened to people after they paid for the click. His case study was great for what it was, but it's got to be done in a transparent way so people who are just starting out understand that it's not just about traffic. See, a lot of people I talk to, they go, if I just had some traffic, everything would be perfect. all I need is traffic and, you know, I'm going to be able to be successful online. Exactly what's happening to the people that get added to that process. Okay, you have to know specifically the numbers. If I add or I'm able to capture this particular person and either have them come to my site, I know exactly what's going to happen. For ads in a low amount to do some testing, but don't go crazy about driving or worrying about driving huge amounts of traffic to a process that doesn't exist. Okay, this is James Minnick speaking. Hope you enjoyed this little rant. Please, grain of salt at taking. Hope you enjoyed the rant. Visit www, or actually you don't even have to do that part. Just go wpblogsupport.com and we're here to help you out with WordPress.